Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Good morning. 11 o'clock exactly. I'm Bob Angel, and welcome to the Detox Mansion. Let's get things rolling with George Carlin.
And now, breaking news that we just can't seem to fix.
Obstruction of justice.
Collusion.
Abuse of power.
Collusion.
And impeachment.
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 Obstruction of justice.
Impeachment.
Obstruction of justice.
Obstruction of justice.
Impeachment.
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 There's another shoe that drops every day or two.
Even Fox News can't get Republicans to come on. That's like E not being able to book a Kardashian.
I have an idea for this thing called Twitter, where crazy people can bash ladies and minorities at 3 a.m.
The president tweeting just now, quote, "This is the single
greatest witch hunt of a politician
in American history."
Look at the way I've been treated lately, especially by the media.
President Trump reportedly sharing classified information with two top Russian officials during an Oval Office meeting last week.
No politician in history has been treated worse or more unfairly.
And the president that night has dinner with Comey asking for a loyalty pledge.
That is what leads to impeachment. Trump will lead us right there.
Obstruction of justice.
Kremlin Klan.
Abuse of power.
Collusion.
And impeachment.
Donald Trump will be held accountable for whatever he did. But I want to know who's going to hold the Republicans accountable who enabled this man to go this far.
It's disturbing, terrifying.
This is not the kind of thing that happens in democracies.
Maxine.
Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
This is clearly an obsession.
No.
No, not at all.
No, no.
It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
I feel so bad for you.
91.5 WMFO.
I was a disc jockey when I was 19. I was lucky. I found a job, like, you know, when I should have been still learning about it. And it inspired wonderful Wino and Willie West, a character of mine. Radio stations, of course, change personnel rather rapidly. Willie West is no longer at Wonderful Wino. He's been replaced by Scott Lame.
Hi, gang. Scott Lame here. The boss jock with the boss sounds from the boss list of the boss 30 that my boss told me to play. Right here on the nifty 850. Wonderful Wino Radio. Wonderful Wino. The big sound in the big town. Why no time? Bing bong. 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Hey, we can start with one of the big sounds this week. Number five.
Number five, number five, number five, number five, number five.
Last week was number nine.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Moved up four spaces.
Four spaces, four spaces, four spaces, four spaces.
Here it is, one of the new super groups: Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Sacco, and Vanzetti. And the ever-present footprints cross the shadows on the carpets of the hallways of the memories of your mind. Okay, kids, one of the big sounds and a great story behind that one. And you heard it first right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Moving along with two in a row. A big double play, back-to-back sounds for you on the Scott Lane get-together on a wonderful Wednesday. Here's a tune that's really moving fast. When I say fast, it was recorded at 9 o'clock this morning. At 12 noon, it was number 15. At 3 o'clock, it was the number one sound in town. And now it's a golden oldie. Solid gold to make you feel old. Solid gold to make you feel old. A golden flashback from the summer of 69. Before you were born, remember, kids? Here they are, the Red, White, and Blue Electric Outdoor Protestant Blues Band. Jenny. We. Out
Jenny. Okay, it's always good to get into some super gold. Super gold! Okay, we'll take about 5 minutes out here for the latest news from around the world from the award-winning Wino Newsroom. And then back with more of the big sounds for you here on the Scott Lame Get Together for Wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Wino time, ping pong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. As soon as we come back, we'll be listening on Medical Records, Won't You Take My Heart by the Donors, and My Body Is Rejecting Your Heart by the Recipients. But first, why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you? From around the world, across the nation, and up your street, here it is! Wino News with Wino Newsman Bill Beeper. Saigon! Phnom Penh! Bangkok! That's it from Wino News. Details on the half hour. Okay, kids, and back with more of the big sounds for you here. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Right here on Wonderful Wino, Wonderful Wino. More hits, more often. Big number seven this week. Number seven. This is one of the great bands from San Francisco, Brain Damage. And a tune that's really making it for them. In fact, it's number three. That's right, it moved up four spots while I was talking about it. Here it is. Okay, one of the big sounds that you heard right here. Wonderful Wino, Wonderful Wino. Wino time, ping pong, 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. And say, stick around following the show, kids. We'll be featuring some local basketball. Today, Andy Granatelli Vocational plays the Mighty Purple of Owsley High. One of the big games, too. And okay, let's move back with more of the big sounds. Billy and the Blemishes and One Last Pimple.
I got one last pimple from Gwen standing with you. Don't know whether to break it or leave it alone. It's the only one I call mine.
Hey, don't forget, kids, if you have a problem like that, yes, if you're the only one in the crowd who doesn't have unsightly blemishes, pick up on Pimpleon. Now you can put them anywhere you want. Put them all on one side of your face and look the other way. Put a peace sign on your forehead. Spell out your girlfriend's name on your back. Hey, coming up during the next hour here on the Scott Lame Show, we'll be listening to the new John Lennon single, which, if you play it backwards at slow speed, it screws up your needle. And don't forget, the Associated Press tells us that 218 people have been killed on the nation's highways. The National Safety Council expects a total of 500. You're not trying, friends.
Me, it is a concept that you can't put into words. I mean, it's
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
though it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
91.5 WMFO. That's Blitz and Trapper, another one of my favorite young bands that's around here. And title track from their most recent release called All Across This Land. Before that, we heard from AC/DC. I'm a Night Prowler from the Highway to Hell album. Let's see. Hindu Love Gods. Ooh. Nice version of Raspberry Beret that has recently become available on Spotify. That's why we got to listen to it today. And what else did we hear? Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice? George Carlin was in there, FM and AM. And my apologies for all the dead air kind of thing. I had to reset the computer because nothing. I kept hitting buttons and nothing would happen. It seems to me that the first set of every show I do is a total mess. And behind the scenes here, I had a Casey Kasem moment. Remember when Casey complained about having to read dogs' dying stories before going into an upbeat song? Well, that's sort of how the way I felt just a few moments ago. I was about to rip something up. But we seem to be back on control, in control now, so bear with me. It's such a beautiful day, too. The humidity, we have a day like yesterday, except low humidity. I love it. It's just absolutely perfect outside. And we'll have lots of sunshine all day today with temps in the middle 80s. Clear and cooling down tonight, low around 60 or so. Tomorrow, another carbon copy of today. Sunshine, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. A little bit warmer, but still very, very low humidity. Dew points actually in the 40s this afternoon through tomorrow. And then the humidity returns on Tuesday with afternoon thunder showers and daytime high near 90 degrees. That's a few days away. We don't have to worry about that. Right now, on the campus of Tufts University, it is 85 degrees.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Okay, it's 11:28 right now. And hopefully things are back under control. I'm just starting to get to the Facebook. So, you know, feel free to make a request there. I think I'm caught up now. I think my nerves are down. You know, everything's copacetic. I'm looking out the window at an absolutely fabulous day. And we're going to play some Jackson Brown, featuring David Lindley on this great guitar. 91.5 WMFO.
are still around. Every night I listen to the sound of the street, lying in my bed. I love to see the dreams that are dancing there.
Another great album from Sheryl Crow in 91.5 WMFO. Halfway There is the name of the song. It's brand new stuff, just came out. And, yeah, she did one country album, and then she has this new album out called Be Myself. So I'm wondering if that's a, sort of a message that she wasn't completely comfortable over there in the country category. Who knows? She can do either, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I want to recommend a movie to you. I recently saw Baby Driver. This is a terrific film with John Hamm and Kevin Spacey and a new up-and-coming actor. I've seen him in a couple other things. I'm not sure of his name, but he's pretty darn good. And it's a very creative film, this Baby Driver thing. And yes, the song, if some of you know, this is our Simon and Garfunkel song called Baby Driver. And yes, that song is featured in its entirety in at the close of that film. So. But it put me in the mood to do some car songs, some cartoons, and not Homer Simpson. We mean Mark Cohn, for one, and the Silver Thunderbird, 91.5 WMFO.
Watched it coming up Winslow down South Park Boulevard. It was looking good from tail to hood. Great big fins and painted steel. Man, it looked just like the Batmobile with my old man behind the wheel. Well, you could hardly even see him in all of that chrome. The man with the plan and the pocket comb. But every night it carried him home, and I could hear him saying, "Don't you give me no Buick, son. Must take my word. If there's a God in heaven, he's got a silver thunderbird. You can keep your Eldorados and the foreign cars absurd. Me, I wanna go down in a silver thunderbird." Got up every morning while I was still asleep. But I remember the sound of him shuffling around right before the crack of dawn. It's when I heard him turn the motor on. But when I got up, they were gone. Down the road in the rain and snow, the man and his machine would go. Secrets that old car would know. Sometimes I hear him saying, "Don't you give me no Buick.
You can take my word.
Son, you must take my word. If there's a God in heaven, he's got a silver thunderbird. You can keep your Eldorados.
You can take my word.
Machine would go. All the secrets that old car would know. I still hear him saying, "Don't you give me no Buick. Son, you must take my word. If there's a God up in heaven, he's got a silver thunderbird. You can keep your Eldorado.
You can take my word.
Thunderbird.
prominent frogman. My mom was in the Naval Reserve. When I was young, I carried a gun, but I never got the chance to serve. I did not serve. They call me Baby Driver.
Your pal, your musical confidant. Well, it's actually Bob Angel, but he paid me to say that.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car.
the boss. Bruce Springsteen and Cadillac Ranch, going back to his river days. The River, 1980, that came out. Back when I was still a young man. In 1980, I was... Oh, I can't tell you that. I was going to tell you how old I was in 1980, but then some of you can do math, so... So we're going to get off that topic right away. Okay, I was 23. Mercury Blues before that. Nancy Walton out in Missoula, Montana, made a nice little suggestion from David Lindley doing his version of Mercury Blues off his El Rayo X. Also 1980. Isn't that neat? Drive My Car, The Beatles. I'm sure you've all heard that once or twice. Baby Driver from Simon and Garfunkel. That's on their Bridge Over Troubled Water album of 1970. And again, I cannot recommend a movie more highly, or a new film that has kind of a 70s feel to it, except it uses music in a way that I've never seen it done in a linear kind of storytelling fashion. I can't. Now, it's violent. It has some violence in it. So if you're averse to violence, well, maybe you shouldn't go to it. But it's comical violence. And it's funny, it's interesting, it's a really good feel-good movie. I'm trying to think of the movie of the 70s that it reminds me of. Oh, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, the Jeff Bridges movie. Do you remember that one? Same kind of feeling to it. It doesn't follow the plot line or anything, even close, but just that kind of attitude. Baby Driver, look it up, go see it. Also, Silver Thunderbird did from Mark Cohn's debut self-titled album as well. And did we go back to Jackson Browne? Well, let's talk about that. Jackson Browne did some bridges that featured David Lindley on guitar from his Looking East album, an underappreciated Jackson album from 1996. I thought that was just a great album. And that's about it. All Across This Land from Blitz and Trapper. That was the real official start of this last set of music. Title track from All Across This Land. Blitz and Trapper, good new band. And we got another good new band coming up in just about a minute.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Oh. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Well, that was a pleasant topic, wasn't it? Suddenly I'm hungry. Isn't that an odd reaction? 11:58, 2 minutes in front of noontime. I'm Bob Angel. The program is called Detox Mansion, and we're on until 2 o'clock today. Through the summer, we added an extra hour onto my program, and I couldn't be happier about it. Something else that I have learned from listening to WMFO, not just being on, I listen to other folks' shows. Mike on the Mic has been featuring this band from, my goodness, is it Norway or Sweden? A Scandinavian country. Anyway, every time this band comes on, I find myself turning it up a little more, a little more, a little more. So I got to learn more about this band called Stupidity. This is Yeah, 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 91.5 WMFO.
I was born to lose. Things won't happen to me.